The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We were joined by the Minister for Public Expenditure, Jack Chambers, to talk about the revised National Development Plan and how a lot of the work he's been doing has been to expedite, in his words, housing supply. You can listen back to the full interview up the podcast in the News Talk app. We're going to get the view of opposition in a moment with Mairead Farrell from Sinn Féin. But Kevin Timoney is with me, the Chief Economist at Davy. Kevin, what's your assessment of the announcement we had today?
Good afternoon, Kieran. I welcome it. I think this is a useful departure, I suppose, from recent strategy, which has been a little bit more primarily on the money side, whereas I think I see the makings of a more coherent strategy now in terms of various reforms that were needed to actually deliver on the plans in terms of money. So it's substantial amounts of money for sure, but I think I welcome that as well. I mean, it's been an issue with recent budgets is that the priority probably hasn't been evident in terms of the capital side. It's been a bit more evident on the current side and on the tax side. So I think there's a clearer priority being placed on the capital side. And I guess these 5-year, 10-year sort of plans create the conditions for that, and it's really just about delivery from here. So whether this strategy is successful, I suppose, is the key.
Yeah. What are the hurdles or the barriers to delivery in your mind?
I mean, the planning bill has a lot of the Planning and Development Act last year, that could create the conditions, I think, for a greater degree of certainty for the private sector. Like, nothing's really going to get done without the help of the private sector, I think it's important to note. And obviously the construction sector in Ireland's had major challenges for the last 10-15 years. And, you know, it's really about nurturing that through again. So if the Planning and Development Act can create a bit more certainty for the private sector to actually go and build, that would really help. I think some of the other reforms in terms of the housing side could really start to bear fruit as well. I think there's probably more needs to be done on that, and it'll be really interesting to see what spins off from this in terms of the update of Housing for All. I think that's going to be really important ahead of the budget to get a sense of how to action on some of this intention announced today.
Would you have any concerns about labour force constraints? So the plan talks about 80,000 extra workers being needed to complete all of this work. There's about 170,000 kind of working in these industries at the moment. It's a big increase. I mean, it's a close to 50% increase when we're at full employment.
I think on that, Kieran, I'd be less worried in that there are obviously ways that Ireland's construction sector productivity could be improved. And this was what Niall Conroy and myself found when we were looking at this in November in a piece on infrastructure. I mean, Ireland's infrastructure deficit is really important to kind of try and quantify. And we did that, and it was about a quarter, roughly, like, we, you know, on a like for like sort of basis, take out some of the multinational distortions from Ireland and look at just basic infrastructure. It's about a quarter short, and our productivity performance is poor. So it's like the third worst in Europe, basically, output in construction per hour worked. So there's clear scope for that to improve. And I think, like, some of the methods they're hinting at in the NDP, I mean, the modern methods of construction are going to be crucial in terms of improving housing delivery, I think. And in general, just an upskilling really across the board in that sector is needed. And I think a big injection of certainty, a big injection of clarity from the government will help in that regard. But, you know, it's going to take time. This is not really a 5-year problem to be fixed. I think it's much more like 10 to 15 years. And I'd be optimistic in that regard that actually it can help to drive growth in a sort of a different way than what we've seen for the last few years, which is more FDI, high-skill jobs. This is domestic source of growth that really needs to be successfully delivered on. I think it's crucial, yeah.
But before I let you go, can I just ask for your assessment of the summer economic statement? Again, so, you know, these are published every year in advance of the budget. And the statement itself, it talks about economic headwinds that we're facing and the threat of tariffs, I guess repeating the talking points that Jack Chambers himself and Pascal Donoghue have been repeating since January. Despite that, I mean, there's a similar package to last year, 1.5 billion in tax cut, close to maybe 7 or 8 billion in additional spending. What's different is you don't have the one-off measures anymore. I guess there's people listening to this and they might wonder, I mean, how you square that circle? They might think, you know, 1.5 billion euro in tax cuts when you're constantly warning us about economic headwinds and the possibility of thousands of lost jobs in different industries. It seems a little incongruous.
I see that point, all right, Kieran. I think as a general comment on the summer economic statement, like the one-off packages were not included in it last year either, right? And we are probably staring at a pretty big surplus this year, like we reckon based on June's corporation tax receipts, rather, the November receipts could be very strong again. And that's probably, like, we're looking at more than 30 billion maybe in corporation tax for the full year. So probably a decent sized surplus again this year, maybe 6, 7, 8 billion. And it might be tempting then to go back to the one-offs, but they're not a good basis for doing these sorts of policies. I think there are better ways to do that. I would say as well that I don't think we should only be relying on having a surplus to be contributing to the long-term funds. Like the long-term funds, I think of as Ireland's pension, right? So Ireland's like a young worker in a European context, especially. And a young worker should have a pension, and a pension is a vehicle for having exposure to equity return, which compounds year to year. And it's paid out of revenue, right? It's paid out of a worker's income. It should not be paid out of the last thing that we've left over, and we have money left over that's a surplus. It should be prioritized, and I think that's important. So some economic statements, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty around it, and they make a big point of that.
Yeah.
I think a firm strategy is important to have, though, and some priorities to really stick to.
Kevin Timoney is the chief economist at Davy. Kevin, thanks a million for joining us. I should have said it before, people get too excited when I talk about 1.5 billion euro in tax cuts. The bulk of that is the VAT deal for the hospitality industry. That gobbles up most of that 1.5 billion. So your income tax is not going to be slashed. One suspects there'll be the usual tweaking of the bands to allow for inflation. So, you know, without a pay rise, that you're not paying more tax this year. But Mairead Farrell is with me, Sinn Féin spokesperson on public expenditure. Mairead, what's your assessment of the National Development Plan
review? Well, thanks for having me on. Look, I think it's reminiscent of the last government, and obviously the government makeup is reminiscent of the last government. The last government was very much big on announcements, huge on announcements, very little detail and very little delivery. And it was very interesting when we were listening to the over and back between journalists and the Taoiseach earlier, when he was asked, what's the additionality here? What is the additional things that will be delivered? And he mentioned the Metrolink. The Metrolink is the only thing in terms of transport that's actually mentioned in this NDP review. And that's obviously something that has been
promised. Well, I think it's intentionally vague, though. I think the minister was making the point that they didn't do a line by line, we're going to do the M20, we're going to do the bypass around Galway, we're going to give the department all this extra money. So they weren't in a position, I guess, to say is what they might suggest.
Yes, and that's fine, but we're talking about additionality here. They're big on saying that they have additionality in terms of numbers, but really and truthfully, if we look at the numbers, if we look at health, for example, health needs more than 2.5 billion a year in order to be able to just deliver on the things that they have promised to deliver on, as well as the reforms that they've promised to deliver on. If we look at housing and the additionality that they're saying that they're going to have in terms of housing, that won't allow for additional housing to be built in terms of social and affordable. So where are we at in terms of actually what has changed from, you know, what was promised in the NDP that I have here in front of me from last time and the NDP that review that we have here now? We also see that, you know, the reality is the Metrolink is the one that is mentioned. Nothing about the north west and the west, where 900,000 people live, and what might be for that. We know that we have a serious infrastructural deficit, a creaking infrastructure. We need to play huge catch up now across this state. That's what this government needs to do. And instead, what we have really here is big figures, big announcements, but very little detail. And you can't have this level of an announcement without some level of detail as to what's actually going to happen.
So the detail, according to Minister Chambers, will be forthcoming from each individual department in advance of the budget. They have to go away now and they see, right, we've got an extra few billion euro this year. What are we going to do with it? What would you like to see?
Well, what we need to
announce between now and budget day.
Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, what we need to see, first of all, is the delivery of the things that were already previously in the National Development Plan. We actually need to see delivery. We have things that have been talked about for years. We talk about the Western Rail Corridor. We talk about loads of different infrastructural projects. What we also need to see is delivery of far more housing. This doesn't allow for that. The reality is that this allows for the amount the delivery of the homes that they had said. So they had said 10,000 social homes, 4,000 affordable and cost rental homes. That's all that this allows for. There is no additionality there.
Yeah, we're not also even hitting those targets.
Well, yeah, exactly. And but also we need to at least have the funding to be far more ambitious in relation to that, because the housing crisis is the big crisis of the day. Mm. But we also need to look at the basic infrastructure.
There's a new housing plan coming. I know this kind of speaks to your point that everything is forthcoming. Where's the detail?
Where are the announcements? Let's have a good news day.
There is a new housing plan coming.
But look, this is what this government did in the last term, and this is what they're doing now. It's bluff, bluster, big announcements, little detail, and absolutely no delivery. There is no question that the housing crisis it's getting worse. We can see that day in, day out. I see it in my clinics. People will know from their own lived experiences and that of their friends and families that the housing crisis is getting worse. We know that we need serious investment in terms of health. That serious investment isn't here. But also then, we have a creak in infrastructure. If you take the west of Ireland, for example, which I love to bring into Dublin studios, is we have had serious issues in terms of very, very basic road infrastructure, very, very basic, electricity poles just being cut in half during storms. This needs to be done seriously. And I just don't see that seriousness coming from government, if I'm perfectly honest.
Okay, so,
I just see bluff and bluster.
Yeah, so what you want as well, alongside these figures, is here's all the things we're going to do with it. Here's the creeping infrastructure, and here's how we're going to remedy that, and here's how we're going to improve the system so that all of this is delivered in a timely manner.
But I don't think this is credible. I don't see where...
Because it's lacking that detail.
Not only because it's lacking that detail, but also because it's just not providing the additionality in terms of housing, for example. Like, if they're not hitting their targets, we know that. We also know that how much they've spent year in, year out, and the additionality in terms of housing is simply to cover that. Maybe a little bit more, but not enough.
Modern methods of construction.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been talking about a modern methods of construction for the last 5 years, and the government haven't copped onto it. But also we need to invest in our apprenticeships. You know, the reality is that it's taken 6 years for people to complete a 4-year apprenticeship. I've asked the government day in, day out, have they funded apprenticeships properly? I don't think they have. They aren't taking it seriously.
Yeah.
So when we talk about our young people who are heading off to Australia, who want to work, who want to build the homes that we so desperately need, we need to invest in them as well and make sure that they can do the apprenticeships that they want to do.
80,000 additional workers in the construction sector. So Jack Chambers said, look, some of that is going to come from those apprenticeships and more people doing them. Some of it's going to come from European workers moving here to do that work. One wonders where they're going to live while they're here doing that work. That's one of the circles that's difficult to square. Can I ask, though, as well about the summary economic statement the commitments made therein? And again, look, this is all subject to change, and it's subject to this could be changed next week if there's no deal on tariffs and Donald Trump imposes 30% across the board. But it's a similar package to last year without the cost of living supports. That's kind of the big change.
Exactly. And I mean,
the winners today, when you look at that, are the hospitality industry.
But if we look at it, this is coming from government. At the end of the day, government is ruling out a cost of living package when everybody knows that people are really struggling, to pay the shopping bills, to pay bills that are coming in left, right and centre. And then obviously because the housing crisis is getting worse and the government haven't been able to tackle that. So it really and truthfully, there isn't much in the summer economic statement, but it's just been made very clear by government that they're definitely not going to do a cost of living package. And hey, we still don't know what's going to happen with the student fees, do we? Although government had said that they were going to bring clarity.
Technically, they say, we can't tell you what we're going to do, but don't pay in a lump sum, pay in installments.
Yeah,
we're going to do something, but we can't tell you what it is.
It's not much of
slightly
use.
Slightly farcical.
It's not much of use if you're making a decision on what your child's going to be doing in come September.
Mairead Farrell, Sinn Féin spokesperson on public expenditure, and Kevin Timoney as well, the chief economist at Davy, was with us a few minutes ago. Mairead and Kevin, thank you both very much. Getting 80,000 staff in the construction sector. I'm trying to get 3 bar staff in Dublin. Good luck. Here's a radical idea. Why don't people pay for their own houses? We need more motorways, better main and secondary roads and better public transport, says Pa. The building sector is about to go kaput. It's like 2007 all over again, all new and extensions. And multinationals are being pulled and dropped. Our government better hold tough and get better prices for the work that's about to free up. Past experience would say they won't. So varying assessments on the text line.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.